Montgomery.
Tell us about the play call, 4th and 1. What were you thinking on the sideline?
Yeah, 4th and 1. You know, we wanted to give it to our big back and get behind our offensive line. We felt like our offensive line did a great job to that point, running the ball inside zone, outside zone. We had stretched them a few times with the play before, stretched them, tried to get it to the perimeter and get it in. We couldn't quite get it in. And we wanted to just come back and lean on our offensive line a little bit. It didn't work. It has some misdirection to it with the ability to hand it off to the receiver or hand it off to the back. And I like what we did by handing it off to the back. We just got to be able to go get a half a yard.
In the immediate aftermath, what makes this one sting right now?
We were able to get some major turnovers in the second half. And our defense has been needing that feel. And offensively, I didn't feel like we played particularly well throughout the game. That's why I went for it down there. I didn't know how close we would get back down instead of kicking the field goal earlier in the quarter. Just didn't feel like we were in any kind of rhythm with either quarterback. And I think it really came down to we didn't make many plays this tonight on the perimeter. Well, we used to go up and make some of those plays and with our receivers. We didn't make many of those this week. So I didn't feel really good about you know, kicking it there because I didn't know how hard it was going to be for us to get back down there and actually get in the game. But it's glad to see our guys in a 2-minute drill come down and execute and get to overtime. But to come up a half a yard short really makes it hard.
Coach, did it ever go through your mind to how did you make your decision on what players' hands to put the ball into there those last 2 plays?
You know, it came down to it was multiple players. We had really struggled trying to throw. We only hit one the whole night down here on the darts and the angles and the fade balls. I really liked giving it, you know, Davon a chance. I wanted to force the ball to him a little bit in the fourth quarter, which we did. And, you know, we just didn't make very many plays, whether it was the ball was a little bit behind him, over the top. We just weren't in rhythm the way that we, you know, would have liked to be in. And we trust Darius. We practice these goal line situations, of course, and Darius is the guy. So we work on stuff all year, and we thought we had it game ready. And I have to look at it on tape to see exactly what went down in there. But we got to be able to get a half a yard.
What can you say about Gardner's performance tonight?
Again,
Gardner's performance tonight.
You know, it was good at times. I thought it was excellent during the 2-minute drill. There was a couple of lulls in there that, you know, we had some wrong routes that were ran, and he looked like he was squirmish or he just was waiting on him. We took a couple of sacks. I wanted to settle him down after one of his series because it was two or three throws down the field that he had made. I thought were pretty good little throws, but guys weren't making plays for him, and then he, you know, rotated out of the pocket a couple of times, so we wanted to settle him down. But I didn't think he played bad. I have to look at the tape to see everything that he did.
I know you didn't get the win tonight, but your team continues to improve. What do you take out of this ball game? I know you didn't win it, but there's a lot of improvement, clearly.
Just take a lot of pain out of this one. That's about it. We're getting better, but, you know, there's no more victories. We didn't come out here tonight to play close or go to overtime in that. We came out here to win, and we prepared to win, and unfortunately tonight we did not.
Coach Hassan said there's no difference in an L, and L's an L, whether it's close or a blowout. Is there a difference to you? I mean, does this one hurt worse than a 30-point loss or because it was right there in your hands?
All of them hurt. Every single one of them hurt like, you know, you could not imagine. They hurt. These hurt because there's 4 or 5 games, plays in the game where I can go back to where we schemed them up. You know, the pop pass to Darius Penix that got knocked down. The fourth down here where I went for it. We really worked the back end line and working that guy back out all week in practice to get it to a receiver unless the tight end is wide open, and the tight end wasn't wide open, and the backside receiver pushing back on that line was. And, you know, that's unfortunate, but those are the things that, you know, they stick with you, so it's painful.
You mentioned your defense got the most turnovers it's had all year. What did they show you tonight?
Just heart, a lot of toughness against a tough scheme. You know, we've seen this team put up 50-plus points on guys. We've seen this team go up and down the field on people, hit huge play after huge play. So we knew what we were in for. And, you know, defense, they definitely held up their end of the bargain tonight and getting some turnovers. We got 3 points, I think, off of turnovers. You can't do that and be successful. So what we got to do is we got to build what our defense has been able to do this week and come back offensively and put together a plan that, you know, continue to try to give our guys a chance to make plays. I thought we probably threw it 50 times or more in the game, and we got our guys a lot of opportunities. We just didn't make the plays that we normally see some of our guys making.
Their fake punt, they look like they put in their third or fourth string quarterback. Did that catch you guys by surprise at the end of that?
Yeah, you know, it really, I call punt safe. So in punt safe, the defense stays on the field. So anything that they did shouldn't have caught us by surprise there. So it's unfortunate. That's a breakdown, complete breakdown in what we do. And we just got to be better than that.
Did you lose contain in that short yardage situation where they scored in overtime? Was that the situation?
Yeah, the fourth and one. You know, our safeties have got to play over the top of that. Go ahead and cheat opposite of the back. And unfortunately, when he pulled, everything was stopped on the interior. And you know, that's the way the game works sometimes. But we just got to play a little bit better. You know, we got to play a little bit better in our quarterback run plays. I thought it was a few times in the game where they moved us around quite a bit. They saw when we were stopping the quarterback with some quarterback runs and were handing it off on the interior, we were forcing them to. And then on that last play, the options of just fourth and one there really gave us a hard time.
Did you know DeAndre would be getting more involved this week? He seemed to be more involved than he had been at any other point.
Yeah, we did. You know, we've seen him come back. And then, you know, with Quay going down, you know, of course his reps are going to go up. You know, we thought we'd have Jimmy a little bit more. He didn't warm up very well. And then he went in the end in a whole lot of pain just because we were down. We were down Quay and still trying to get to a personnel grouping that the only people that really practice it was Quay and Jimmy.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.